Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on 1600 ESPN. This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Happy Wednesday, another Power Hour edition of Spencer on Sports with you for the next hour and 5 minutes. That's because we've got Cubs Radio pregame coming up at 5:10 this evening here on 1600 ESPN. So we've got an hour. Got to make the most of it. And we will do that like we've done many times before. Spencer on Sports here on 1600 ESPN. Eastern Iowa's home for sports and Chicago Cubs baseball. You're welcome to join in the conversation anytime today, 319-366-1600. Again, 319-366-1600. Keep that number handy because also have sometime in this hour another chance for someone out there to take home a pair of tickets to see country music singers Justin Moore and Joe Nichols live in concert. They are coming to Cedar Rapids 2 weeks from this Saturday, June 21st, to be exact. That's at the McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids. You can get full details about the show, creventslive.com, but we'll give you a chance to win some tickets coming up before 5 o'clock tonight with a giveaway we've been doing so far all this week. Justin or Joe, I give you clues about an athlete. The correct answer, the person I am giving you clues about, their first name is either Justin or it's Joe. We've had a Justin, we've had a Joe. Where will we go tonight? We'll find out. But Justin or Joe comes up before 5 o'clock tonight. Give out those tickets here to one lucky winner. So keep your dialing fingers at the ready. I'm sure many of you have us on speed dial. Those who participate in contests, even some who don't, probably have us on speed dial. When you want to weigh in on a bold, outlandish take coming from one of our hosts here on 1600 ESPN. But that number will come in handy sometime between now and 5 o'clock. Also on the way this hour, we'll dive into three big things. Talk a little NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup Finals starting tonight. Take your picks on that with the three big things segment coming up here in just a bit. Going to move Collector's Corner to the 4 o'clock hour today. Because, well, I can. It's my show. Collector's Corner normally in the 5 o'clock hour at 5:30. But let's have a little fun. We'll talk a little sports cards and collectibles after 4:30 here this evening. Maybe those of you who don't get a chance to hear it live will hear it and enjoy it coming up here. Some interesting stuff happening in the sports card and collectibles hobby. We'll talk about that after 4:30. And then preview the night ahead. Sports menu. We've got baseball. A few games in the books already today. Wild game in Boston. We'll recap that one for you. Boston and the Los Angeles Angels played a wild game today. Brewers and Reds also playing another baseball game, which we'll get to on three big things. That is of some importance, emphasis on the some, but plenty of baseball tonight. Got the Women's College World Series starting tonight, the final series, the championship series, and, of course, the Stanley Cup Final, all that and more on the sports menu. And then we'll be out of here by 5:10. Turn you over to Zach Zaidman and the crew as they bring you the Cubs pregame show at 5:10 all along the Cubs radio network. 319-366-1600. Isaac is here again today. How you doing over there?
I'm doing all right. Ready for some hockey tonight.
I am as well. I'll just open up the text line right now, 319-366-1600. It's still open. But who are you taking, listeners, in the Stanley Cup? Who would you you could do it. Who would you like to see, or who do you think really will win the cup? But give me your pick for the Stanley Cup final, 319-366-1600. We are on the team of the show. At least I am. I declared at the tail end of the gym class, Oilers in 7. It's out there into the universe. I cannot take it back. So, therefore, Oilers in 7. Isaac, are you on team of the show, or are you pulling our friend Justin, who is anti-Edmonton Oilers, on the text line?
No, I'll go with the Oilers. I was kind of surprised looking at the odds. The Oilers are slight favorites to win the Cup. They're minus 120 right now, which, again, I don't have that much hockey. I've watched more this year than I had before, but still very limited. I thought the Panthers were kind of, I won't say running through everything, but they've been very, very good. Right. And they're the underdogs in the series. So I did find that slightly surprising.
That is a kind of a surprise. I think there is a factor that is working in the Oilers' favor, considering this is a rematch. We'll get to that here momentarily. But if you have a Stanley Cup final prediction, 319-366-1600, I'm on Oilers in 7. I'll spoil the ending for you here. on 1600 ESPN. All right, enough goofing around. Let's get to three big things to begin the program today.
What's happening?
Big news. This just in.
This is really important.
Wow, that is really, really big.
Three big things to start the conversation here on 1600 ESPN. Eastern Iowa's home for sports. Do this every weekday. Get the conversation started with three big stories, three big topics that are making headlines in the sports world, and you can't have three big things without...
Number one.
We'll get to hockey here in just a moment, but it is media day for the NBA Finals. The finals don't start up till tomorrow night. 7:30 Central Time is the tip-off for Game 1. Again, we won't have Game 1, but we will have all the rest of the games. So we do have Cubs baseball tomorrow night, so won't be able to bring you Game 1 between the Pacers and the Thunder, but we will have the rest of the series here, courtesy of our national partners at ESPN Radio. But big series. We've talked a little bit about our initial thoughts on Monday when the series was known. We had the Pacers knock off the Knicks in Game 6 over the weekend. Knicks no longer have a coach. That was the big story yesterday with Tom Thibodeau getting the axe. But now, along with the Thibodeau news, the reaction to that, it is now all eyes ahead on the NBA Finals. And I'll ask this question, and if you want to chime in on the text line, 319-366-1600. It seems, at first glance, maybe kind of a silly question because, well, he's the star of the team, so obviously he needs to have big games and a big series. But just how big of a series does Iowa State's own Tyrese Haliburton need to have for the Pacers to win the finals? 319-366-1600. How big of a series do you think he needs to have for the Pacers to get the job done? Wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if they do take Game 1 tomorrow night. We'll make predictions and preview Game 1 on tomorrow's show, obviously. But the Pacers are up against a very, very good basketball team, a very good defensive team. In fact, the best defensive team in the NBA. And we've talked about how these two teams are the two teams with the best record since January 1. And this has been an incredible run for really both teams. But the Thunder have just been so dominant. And I've heard a lot of talk, and I'm not sure if it's just playing the what-if type of game, but I've heard at least a few national analysts out there talking about, could the Thunder sweep this thing? It'd be a 4-0 series. And I would be really surprised if the NBA Finals ended in a sweep. I'm inclined to say Thunder in 6 as an initial prediction. Don't quote me on that just yet. I've got 24 hours before I have to make my full-on choice, but I've picked the Thunder since the playoffs opened. They've been my choice. They've been so good this season, and they've been so good in this playoff series. And they got the job done against Minnesota and now face off with an Indiana team that is absolutely no slouch. They are a very good basketball team, but I don't know if they faced anything quite like the Thunder, and it's going to be interesting to see that best defense versus best offense, again, stylistic fight that we've talked about. But how big of a series does Tyrese Haliburton need to have for the Pacers to win? I think, and I'll play a clip here in just a moment from one of ESPN's national basketball analysts, he can't have a stinker of a game. And we've talked about that. Isaac, you're shaking your head over there. He can't have one of those games where it's 4 points. What was that? Game 5 of the final of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Knicks, where he had 4 points, only took 7 shots, still had a decent number of assists, but it was just a totally non-factor type night for Haliburton. They need him in particular, but they also need a guy like Pascal Siakam to have a really good shooting night almost every night. And I'm curious to see just how the Thunder, because they shut down Anthony Edwards in large part in that series, save for, what was that, Game 3, the one you went to, Isaac. They shut down Edwards, especially those last two games. They just took him completely out of the picture and let the other guys do the damage. As long as Edwards doesn't have the type of Anthony Edwards night that can carry them, the Thunder were fine with whatever Dante DiVincenzo and Nickeil Alexander-Walker did for the Wolves. I think the Thunder are going to use that exact same type of strategy, cut down on his assists, especially cut down on his scoring, and let an Aaron Nesmith, Ben Shepherd has been getting minutes off the bench. I'm just trying to look at the Pacers bench here, but let the role players get theirs, but don't let the key guys for the team, Haliburton and Siakam, take over the game and put themselves in a situation where, say, the Thunder have a sizable lead. I'm thinking back to game one for the Pacers and Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Don't let them put themselves in a position where they can have a big comeback, because you've taken them largely out of the equation. So I think it needs to be, boy, is it fair to say a double-double a night for Haliburton? Points and assists. I think he needs to have not necessarily a career night every night. That'd be great if you're a Pacers fan. But just the way the Thunder have been playing defense and shutting down the number one option, especially I look at last series against the Wolves. It's a tall task. I know Hallie's up for the challenge. Haliburton's up for the challenge. I just don't know if the Thunder will let him get into his element for four games in a series, because it's down to four wins, right? First of four gets the series, gets the championship. I have a tough time thinking the Thunder or seeing the Thunder letting their foot off the gas in a series like this. But what's your answer to the question, how big of a series does Haliburton need to have for them to win this series?
Yeah, I think double-double for sure. Probably like 20 and 10. He doesn't necessarily need to be the leading scorer. Siakam has, I think, shown enough on the offensive end to, you know, prove that he can lead the team in scoring, and, you know, they can still be a successful squad. He just needs to be better than he was in the regular season. I know two-game sample size, not the largest sample size, but in the two meetings, Tyrese Haliburton averaged 11 points per game, 5.5 assists when they played OKC in the regular season. Mm-hmm. And those were both losses. The first one in December, where the Pacers lost by 6 in Indianapolis. The other one in March, where the Pacers got blown out by like 21, something like that, by OKC. So I think he needs to have a double-double, 2010-ish range. I do think there needs to be like one game where Nesmith goes off, mm-hmm. like he did in game one at late, right, where he had a barrage of threes in the fourth quarter. Or there needs to be a game where Miles Turner, you know, puts up, I don't know, 25 points or so. Like, there needs to be someone, some other role player next to Siakam and Tyrese Haliburton scoring that can kind of pick up the slack game by game basis. Doesn't need to be the same guy every game, but there needs to be individual games where that guy just kind of goes crazy and helps really contribute to winning, which I don't know if that's feasible, but in my mind, that's the path to victory for the Pacers.
Here's Jamal Collier from ESPN. This is from game night, I believe last night or the night before, but still a relevant piece to the discussion. Jamal Collier saying the Pacers are doomed if Haliburton has a single-digit game or games in the finals starting tomorrow.
Those single-digit games, the game he had in game five, saw it a couple times in the Cavs series, they just basically can't win if that happens. And, you know, Tyrese is not always the point that tells the story with him. He can affect the game in a lot of other ways, obviously with his passing. But, you know, the Thunder are going to throw a lot of good defenders at you. And they got, you know, behind them is another good defender. And at the rim is Chet. I mean, they've got the sort of pieces that in theory could take Tyrese out of the game, as we've seen at times throughout the season, throughout the playoffs.
Again, ESPN's Jamal Collier there. This is Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle from the Pat McAfee show earlier in the week, talking about the big stage of being on the NBA Finals. He's been there as a coach. Remember, in 2011, he was the head coach of the Mavs. But his Pacers team, it's been a while since they have been to the Finals. In fact, this iteration has never been to the Finals. It was all the way back in 2000 since the Pacers have been there. So here is Rick Carlisle about helping his team adjust to the big stage of being at the NBA Finals.
The finals stage is a different world. You go to the NBA Finals and now your media things are different. You've got hundreds of media people from all over the world instead of, you know, 50 or 60 in the conference finals. Your practices during the finals, you know, 30 minutes at the beginning of your practice, the media is in the practice, you know, and so the stage is different. It feels different, but we've got to normalize things as much as possible. We've got to lean into the things that have helped make us successful, which is hard fast, unselfish, solid play, and we've got to do a good job in the possession areas. And you don't know how often you're going to get to the NBA Finals. You can have a great young team. It can seem like you have this runway, and you just never know.
That's Rick Carlisle talking earlier this week. We'll get some more sound from Media Day today, ongoing down in Oklahoma City. It sounded like the Pacers, I don't know if y'all saw that, but they had a eventful landing, tornado warnings. A lot of people on there saying, welcome to Oklahoma, Pacers. They had to circle around and land in Tulsa or something because of the tornado warnings in Oklahoma. Yeah, that's June in Tornado Alley trying to play an NBA Finals series there. What were they thinking? It couldn't have been the Knicks and the Lakers. No, I'm kidding. We're good with two small markets. Playing in the NBA Finals. 7509 says Halliburton needs a couple 40 bombs. I think that's fair. He needs to go into takeover mode. And again, it's his assisting the basketball, creating shots for his teammates versus the Thunder's defense and getting turnovers. I think that's one of the biggest things you look at when you look at the series just on an individual level here starting tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think he certainly needs to sort of, I want to say, account when you add like points and assists and the points he's kind of points scored and assist. I think he needs to sort of contribute, I don't know, at least 40 per game, I guess would be fair to say. If I'm thinking he's averaging 20 and 10, he needs to sort of, you know, contribute 40 points per game in some manner. I just think there needs to be some other person who has some sort of anomalous night compared to the career averages every single game, like just one person if they're going to have some sort of chance, just because I think if it's just the Tyrese Halliburton, Pascal Siakam show on offense, that's not going to be enough to carry it over the line. And OKC is so great defensively that they're going to adjust and learn how to defend that.
Halley himself, 9 games with 10-plus assists in the 2025 playoffs. So needs to add to that total for sure here moving forward. Good point from 0835 in the text line. No one's giving the Pacers a chance, and that's when a team gets dangerous. Says the Pacers have dominated the East best all-in-all Thunder win, but 0835 says in 7. I think that's fair. I said Thunder in 6. Again, don't quote me on that. I'll come up with something final by tomorrow. But the East turned out to be very, very weak. The Pacers, you give them a ton of credit for getting out of the East. You don't want to downplay anything they did, but the West is best, and I think the iron sharpens iron thing comes into a series like this with the Thunder playing in the best conference in the NBA, the Western Conference.
I got to give credit to Brian Windhorst, too, because he said for a long time ago, a while ago, that the Pacers are an NBA Finals team hiding in plain sight. Like, no one was talking about this
yes,
team.
Yeah.
And we said it before, they've had the best record in the East since January 1. Like, they have been an NBA Finals team hiding in plain sight. No one's discussed them having this opportunity all year, it feels like. And here they are, and it still feels like, to that person's, you know, point, no one's really giving them any chance in this series. I know that's mostly because of how great OKC is, but point well stated.
This is going to be the true test of the nobody believed in us. I mean, it's actually true because, I mean, aside from Windhorst and maybe a few others who believed in the Pacers, right? It was Celtics, maybe the Knicks, certainly the Bucks weren't in that category, the Cavs, right? They were the one seed coming out of the East. This is going to be the true test of the actual nobody believed in us type of thing. I just hope the Thunder don't pull the nobody believed in us card, because they were the one seed and they were a really good basketball team all season long. All right, let's get to point number two.
Number two.
There we go.
Number two.
It didn't want to play for me. Number two, I see your picks coming in for the Stanley Cup Final. Starts tonight, Edmonton versus Florida. I get the sense, and I have a terrible time. It's a text message. I can't see tone of voice or intent. I get the feeling some people are upset that we're on the side of the Canadian team. You're not Americans. You're cheering against America. No. We did Team of the Show last year. We chose Edmonton. We're going to choose him again. We just decided to run it back. We're still proud Americans here. I would not be surprised in the slightest if the Panthers go back-to-back. They've looked incredible this postseason, but we are committed. We are loyal to Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and the team of the show. That's why I say Oilers in seven. But if you have a pick, 319-366-1600, a number of people are agreeing, but some, I think, are taking umbrage with the fact that we chose the Canadian team to follow here on the show. And I'm not saying you're holding it against me, but I get that vibe. Maybe I'm reading the vibes wrong, Isaac, but I think some people are unhappy with us, questioning our loyalty, thinking we're going to start singing O Canada at the start of every show. No, we want the Oilers to win because we picked them. Simple as that. Your mic's not on. Sorry.
It looks like most people are kind of on the Oilers to win, even I don't know if that means they're happy about that, but it does look like, I would say, I don't know, 2/3 of the text line is on the Oilers to win
okay.
So far.
All right.
Again, maybe begrudgingly, but I do have a question. Do you think ESPN is upset that it's a repeat of last year, or do you think they would have preferred, I don't know, a larger market team, or do you think they're happy with McDavid running it back and he's there and it's another sort of building on from last year's storyline?
I think they're cool with that angle to it, and there is a side to this. I mentioned this at the top of the show. It's the first Stanley Cup rematch since 2009 when the Penguins avenged their loss to the Red Wings. And the last two rematches, and this is where I think things might be working in the favor of Connor McDavid and the Oilers and why they might be slight favorites. The last two rematches in the Stanley Cup final featured Sidney Crosby in 09 and then Wayne Gretzky in 84 winning their first ever cups. So history tells us that the second time around, the star player who is yet to hoist the cup gets the cup. So that's kind of where my confidence comes from. So that's kind of where I'm at with this. And not only that, they are the team of the show that we picked, and we're extremely loyal to the Edmonton Oilers. But I think just reading that alone, and now sometimes history doesn't repeat itself, but this could be the third instance where, okay, last year we lost in seven. There's a bad taste in our mouths. I'm speaking as you know, a member of the Oilers. Now we're back. We know how to defeat this team, and they're going to go out and win the thing. So I think that could play into this. I'm really interested to see, can Florida just run through them like they did this postseason? You look back at the series they just played. In fact, their entire playoff run. Can they repeat that type of success here and just, basically take the Oilers out of it early? Because last year, remember, it was, 3-0 lead, and then the Oilers won three straight, and then it came down to a game seven. You got to be able to close it out if you get an early lead in the series. And we'll see if Florida can do that here. We're starting this week and over the next seven games. Here is a little bit from Jody Shelley, who is a TNT hockey analyst, talking about how motivated Edmonton is after last year's loss in the Stanley Cup final.
I don't know if you saw the clips of Connor McDavid, the best player in the world, a player like we've never seen before with his speed and his ability. Leon Draisaitl, I mean, he's the centerman on that second line, two of the best players in the world. They were devastated. I could feel their emotion through the television. And then they could hear the celebration on the ice. They could feel it. They had to wait all offseason, all training camp, all regular season, and now they finally have game number one in Edmonton. I think it couldn't be higher than animosity. It's more like they felt like they got robbed. Something got taken from them last year in game seven. They battled back. They were down 3-0. They battled back to make it game seven and blew it. I think that this sets up to be one of those series that is like going to be a big head-on collision, because Edmonton, they've learned something last year, and it's deep in their bones how they feel.
Jody Shelley from TNT Hockey talking about why Edmonton feels like they've got an edge going into this series. On the text line, 1109 says, Canada got the four nations, but the Canadian Stanley Cup drought continues. It's been since 93, 32 years since Canada's, I almost said Canada. I said, if you listen to the tail end of the gym class, I said Edmonton, Ontario. Nope, it's Alberta. And I almost called Canada, Canada. I'm really, really showing the respect card here on this side of the radio dial. 319-366-1600. All right, we're going to get to our final third big thing. One, we'll do a little bit more of a preview, by the way, of the Stanley Cup Final before 5 o'clock, before we sign off here on 1600 ESPN. All right, number three, real quick. We got to get to it.
Number three.
Because it happened. It happened, folks. The Rockies have swept a series. Worst to first? Many are asking if they will do it. The Colorado Rockies sweeping the Miami Marlins 3-2. Their first series win of the season, their first sweep since May of last year when they swept the Padres. How embarrassing is that? The Rockies weren't bad. Well, they were bad, but not that bad last year. That's incredible. Incredible job, Rockies. They got the series win last night. They took care of business against the Marlins today. They are now 12-50. The long way to go to win out and get to World Series contention. But I can't even do it. I was trying to play the bit here. Like, they're going to keep winning. Don't let the Rockies get hot. But, yeah. It just can't.
At least you can hang your hat on this. You had one series that you can say was a success. Do you have any idea who their all-star is going to be?
Oh, gosh.
Like Tovar, maybe?
Yeah, Ezekiel Tovar. Ryan McMahon,
maybe. He was their guy last year, I think.
Was he?
Yeah, I believe, if I recall.
Brewers legend Keston Hira is on the team now. He was another AAA. Yeah. he might be their all-star. I don't know. Who got the win to Kyle Freeland? Maybe Kyle Freeland?
You think they're going to have a pitcher?
No.
Via the Rockies?
No, I'm just saying. Well, Chase Dolander, the rookie, I think he's hurt now. Yeah, he led the team in wins a couple weeks ago. He had two out of their, like, five wins at the time. He led the team in two. The Rockies leaning into it, too. They posted on X, wins since June 2nd. Rockies 3, Scotty Scheffler nothing.
Yeah, eat it.
They're really leaning into it, by the way. Can you name, real quick, the three teams left without a sweep this season in baseball? It's pretty obvious, those teams. 319-366-1600. There are three teams without a sweep left this year. Think bad.
Well, White Sox got to be one.
Yes, White Sox. Two more.
Oh, gosh, I don't want to be mean. You can just...
White Sox, the Pirates, which Paul Skenes is on his way to being like a 15-loss Cy Young Award winner.
He has a...
Just awful run support.
Bad win-loss, right? He's like, what, 2-3 now on the season?
Yeah, just... Below 500, he's like 2.08 ERA or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
2.11 or something like that.
It's bad. The White Sox, Pirates, and the Marlins have been swept, but they do not have a sweep on their annals this season. But the Rockies have done it, 12-50. The comeback is going to be epic. There will be 30-for-30s made of this comeback, we think. 319-366-1600. All right, let's give folks a chance to win here. I blithered on long enough about the Rockies and cheering on Canadian teams and things like that. Let's give somebody a chance to win tickets to see Justin Moore and Joe Nichols live in concert. They are coming to Cedar Rapids on June 21st, Saturday, at the beautiful McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids. A concert starts at 7 p.m. and giving you chances to win pairs of tickets all week long with a trivia game called Justin or Joe. All you have to do when you think you know what the correct answer is give Isaac a call, 319-366-1600, and we will give the tickets out to the first person who gives Isaac the correct answer for today's game of Justin or Joe. Your clue today: this Major League Baseball player signed a one-year deal with the Chicago Cubs this offseason. He's played first, third, and was the DH, or has been the DH at times, for the Cubs this year. He won a World Series ring in 2020 with the Dodgers, and he's been known during his career for his red beard. Who is it? 319-366-1600, Justin or Joe. Give Isaac a call right now. Tell him the correct answer, and you will get some tickets to see Justin Moore and Joe Nichols live in Cedar Rapids. An early edition of Collector's Corner coming up next here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with lows dropping down into those middle 50s. We will still be dealing with a little bit of that smoky haze continuing to linger around the area overnight tonight and into our day tomorrow. Despite that, we will still see plenty of sunshine with highs reaching the way back on up into the upper 70s to lower 80s. Then as we head towards your Friday, we will still see a little more cloud cover working the way back into the area. Still, our highs will be working the way back into the upper 70s to low 80s once again, with chances for a few isolated showers and thunderstorms to pass through the area here Friday night as well as into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Garrett Hind, and that was a check of your latest Iowa's News Now with our first forecast.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along, and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Time and space are running out at the Solid Waste Agency landfill, so prices will be going up. Starting July 1st, the cost of landfill loads will be $50 per ton. You can save space and your hard-earned money by making full use of your curbside services whenever possible. And the Cedar Rapids-Linn County Solid Waste Agency reminds you that there are lots of recycling options available at no charge, too. Find out how to recycle right and get more information about this new pricing, plus other helpful info, at solidwasteagency.org.
Is this heaven? No. It's Orchestra Iowa at Veterans Memorial Stadium for the Iowa debut of Field of Dreams in concert. Bring your family and friends to the ballpark Saturday to watch Field of Dreams on the Jumbotron while the symphony performs the score live from the outfield. Grab a hot dog, beer, and take in the nostalgic ambiance of an evening at the ballpark while you enjoy this cherished film with live music. Get your tickets now for Field of Dreams in concert at OrchestraIowa.com.
Emil's Hideaway is the place to get together. Stop in for a drink and some chow with your buddies. Emil's opens every day at 4. If you're hanging out at home instead, order pickup and delivery at emilshideaway.com. Emil's Hideaway, a great place to meet up with friends.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Christine Lisi. One NBA head coaching vacancy has been filled. The Suns hiring Jordan Ott, one of the Cavaliers' top assistants, as their new head coach, reports ESPN's Shams Charania. This, a day after the Knicks surprisingly fired coach Tom Thibodeau. New York's likely targeting a couple of familiar names in its search for his successor, explains ESPN NBA insider Brian Windhorst.
You start with Mike Brown in Sacramento, last year's coach of the year. Has a long history and had a lot of success in the league across over 2 decades. You have Taylor Jenkins, who is the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies, very successful there. And then you have Michael Malone from the Denver Nuggets, who was a championship coach.
Puck drops tonight in game one of the Stanley Cup Final for the defending champion Panthers and Oilers. The teams located 2,541 miles apart, furthest travel distance between two teams in a cup final. Penguins hired former Rangers assistant Dan Muse as their new head coach. Lightning forward Nikita Kucherov named winner of the Ted Lindsay Award, presented to the most outstanding player in the NHL as voted by his peers in the Players Association.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. But not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
If only the studio smelled like crunch berries, too.
Wow, something smells good.
You're listening to Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Smell of crunch berries, certainly better than Canadian wildfire smoke. We'll just leave it at that. 319-366-1600, Spencer on Sports back with you. Power Hour edition, about a half hour left. 5:10 for the Cubs radio pregame show here on 1600 ESPN. Cubs and Nationals game 2 coming up tonight. We'll preview the night ahead on the sports menu coming up in just a little bit. We had our Justin or Joe trivia game here in the last few minutes, giving folks a chance to win tickets to see country singers Justin Moore and Joe Nichols live in concert. Isaac, who is our winner today?
That would be Jordan in Springville.
Jordan in Springville knew the correct answer was Justin Turner. I tried to maybe throw a couple people off the scent because it could have also gone with Justin Steele, but Justin Turner is actually playing. Unfortunately, Steele is out for the rest of the year. There's a Cubs fan. I don't follow them on X, but since I post about the Cubs or follow Cubs accounts, I see other Cubs accounts in my algorithm, and someone takes pictures of the players arriving, and Justin's got one of those. If you've ever had like arm surgery or surgery, one of those big braces, but he kind of looks like a cyborg or RoboCop or something, and he's got one of those on right now. But Justin Turner, World Series champ, big red beard, and on the Cubs this year. Congratulations to Jordan for getting tickets to see Justin Moore and Joe Nichols coming to Cedar Rapids. Another chance to win coming up tomorrow, and one final chance on Friday here on 1600 ESPN. Since we have a short show today, let's move Collector's Corner up to the 4 o'clock hour. Let's get rolling here, talk a little sports cards, collectibles, and more with you on a Wednesday.
From baseball cards.
Oh, boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
Collector's Corner, usually a 5 o'clock hour staple on Wednesdays, but moving it up by an hour here on 1600 ESPN. This is the weekly segment where we talk sports cards, collectibles, memorabilia, everything of the like. Here with you, I've been collecting both cards and memorabilia since I was a kid, and happy to share my knowledge, whatever knowledge I might have, with you, the listening audience here on 1600 ESPN. If you haven't checked out the segment before, you're just tuning in today, this is your first time hearing it, do have the podcasts available for you, kgymradio.com. Look under the Spencer on Sports tab. We post it after the show every week, and you can catch up on my thoughts about news from the hobby and different things like that. Also, questions, topic ideas, always welcome. You can reach out via the text line, 319-366-1600, or feel free to send an email, Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, at kgymradio.com. Just put Collector's Corner in the subject line for the emails so I know what the email's about, and happy to chat with you that way. A couple stories wanted to get to. We're short on time, so I might not get to them in full today, but a really cool thing here for Topps this week, Topps Trading Cards. They came out with a Lou Gehrig Day baseball card set. Now, there's two different variations of this. There is a one-of-one autograph, meaning it's the only one in existence, that's being auctioned off now through MLB.com and MLB Auctions, and will be on auction coming up through the 12th of this month. There's one player per team. And it's an autograph card. It has a picture of the player and then a picture of Lou Gehrig on the card as well. And the money from these special auctions is actually going to go to ALS research, which is really cool to see. In fact, Sarah Langs, who is an MLB reporter, MLB researcher, I'm sure you're familiar with her work. She actually helped design the cards and select the players who are going to have a card in this set. So there's one player for all 30 teams. Obviously, the superstar cards, I saw the Shohei Ohtani one earlier. The current bid on the Shohei Ohtani Lou Gehrig Day one-of-a-kind autograph card, $12,020. So if you were thinking about putting a bid in on the Shohei card, sorry, it might not be in your price range. But there's a player for each team. A lot of them are going to go for big money because it's a one-of-a-kind type of collectible. But when the money goes to research for important research for ALS, he's certainly willing to support the cause there. And it's kind of cool to see them do that, partner up with that, and give this opportunity for collectors to get something cool, but also help out a great cause. So you got cards for Shohei Ohtani, Paul Skeens, Juan Soto, Mike Trout, Garrett Cole, Tarek Skubal, Alex Bregman, Christian Yelich, Salvi Perez, and a number of others out there for auction, too. And if you can't afford an autograph, notice Topps has an unsigned set, meaning they're not autographed, but they have all 30 cards in a set that you can buy online, too. So if you still want to help out, but maybe can't afford a $12,000 Shohei Ohtani autograph, you can grab that for your collection at Topps' website. They have some a game-worn memorabilia, too, MLB does, that they're going to put out there for Lou Gehrig Day. Items, again, to help benefit ALS research. So cool stuff from Topps there. I like that they do certain things like that, kind of exclusives to give a win to collectors, but also a win to a good cause as well. And something cool that I saw, and we're getting into the Stanley Cup Final here tonight, and we'll preview that a little bit more here in just a few moments on the sports menu. Upper Deck Trading Card Company, they are the, I believe Topps has a sticker license with the NHL. I could be completely wrong on that. But Upper Deck is the primary source for hockey trading cards. And they have a super high-end set called the Cup. And you get some really, really cool stuff in it. There's game-used patches. There's all this sort of stuff. It's really expensive to open up, but you get superstar autographs and rookie patches and all this cool stuff out of it. Upper Deck has actually taken a step toward making sure that collectors know what they're getting is the real deal. For those who aren't necessarily card collectors or memorabilia collectors, it really shouldn't surprise any of you to know that there are a lot of people out there who are looking to make a quick buck, and they create fake trading cards or cards with fake memorabilia and fake autographs and put them on auction sites like eBay and other sites to try to make a dollar, and they're preying on unsuspecting collectors. So Upper Deck is actually taking a step with this product this year called the Cup, this high-end product, to make it known to collectors that what they're getting is actually a legitimate relic, a legitimate piece of the jersey, piece of the puck, piece of the stick, stuff like that in their trading card. Upper Deck recently saying they are going to catalog their entire rookie patch autograph card lineup from the Cup, this high-end set, and make it available as a public database. Each card for the rookie patch autograph is actually going to come encased in a holder with a unique serial number and a QR code. And I think that's, grading is a big thing. If you're not familiar with what grading is, it's where you send your card in to a grading company. It's a third-party company. They give it a score. One is the worst, 10 is the best, and that's a big thing in the hobby these days. This might upset some people who want to get these cards graded, but at the same time, like, I feel a little bit better if I knew what I'm getting is authentic. And a lot of these cards are sold on the secondary market. I mentioned eBay. I mentioned other sites that are out there. You want to make sure what you're getting is legit. And eBay has some steps for that too, but even that system is not perfect. And you have this already pre-encased trading card. You can scan the code. It's the database is there. And you know this is legit. This is where it came from. And this is the piece that Upper Deck put out for sale. I think it's a great step. It's a step in the right direction. I'd like to see Topps and Panini, the two other big card companies out there, do something like this for their memorabilia. The problem with Topps being owned by Fanatics is a lot of their stuff that they just need a quick jersey piece for. Fanatics can just send them some jerseys to cut up. And that's, I think, what you want to try to avoid in situations like this, because anybody can go to Fanatics, any hockey collector, buy a Connor McDavid jersey from Fanatics.com or whatever it might be, cut it up, make a fake card, put it on eBay, and make $1,000 or whatever it is. And that's what Upper Deck is trying to take away the opportunity to do for those people that are out there that are trying to do that thing. So I'd like to see more companies, more trading card companies, more memorabilia companies do more stuff like this. But I'm glad Upper Deck was the first to do it. I like to see it done for most products, not just the super, you know, high-end $1,000 a box type of thing. But sometimes you just, you need a cheap jersey card made, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the most authentic thing. But I think Upper Deck's taking a good step here with this.
So is it impossible for those cards to get graded at all, like send them in anywhere, or is it just a lot more effort?
A lot more effort. There are plenty of people out there who crack the slab open.
Okay.
You have to take like a, I think it's like a wire cutter. I've never done it personally. I get a card graded, or I buy a graded card. There's a reason I bought a graded card, or I got it graded. But there are people you can pry the slab open and crack it in certain spaces and pull the card out. A lot of people do it if they don't like the grade they got, for, you know, and then they try to send it to another company.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's like when your mom tells you no, you go to your dad.
Exactly. Yeah, 1,000% right. So you can crack the slab open, crack the plastic case open, but that's one thing that was covered in this piece at Sports Collectors Daily. They're like, well, what about getting it graded? Because it's not graded. It's just, it's in a slab. It's a, here's what this is. Here's the QR code to prove that it's legit. So if you crack it out of that, you can't put the QR code back with the graded card. So there's kind of like a, if you decide to take it out of the authenticated Upper Deck plastic case, you're kind of losing that.
The reselling that, is a little bit more sketchy than the other ones out there.
So it's up to the collector, really. It's like, what do you choose to do? I would probably just leave it in. I don't collect a ton of hockey as it is. So I would probably never be in this kind of predicament. But if this does expand to baseball or football or whatever, like, it's up to the collector. Do you really need that card graded, or are you cool with it being already in a case for you?
You would also assume that with the extra layer of, you know, protection, most of those would be nines or tens anyway, even without having to get it graded. Like, they have that extra sort of case protection, so it's not like there's going to be too much damage from the box or the packaging that they were already in. Again, that's just an assumption. I don't know what the cards really come out like, but with that extra protection, it's, I don't want to say safe to assume, but it's fair to assume that it's probably in pretty good shape anyway.
You'd hope so. Panini is notorious, and I could spend the next hour, we don't have an hour, ragging on Panini. But you look at some of their high-end products, if folks out there have ever heard of the program or the product National Treasures or Immaculate, those are some of the higher-end ones. There are cards routinely with damage that come out of National Treasures or Immaculate, or there's a set called Flawless they produce. Flawless NBA or Flawless. Oh, gee, there's a ding in the corner of the card in a set called Flawless. Let's be better, Penny. Please, let's be better at this. Let's be better at this, all card companies, but Panini is the one who makes Flawless, and it's kind of ironic when I've got this Flawless one-of-one Victor, and Wemby doesn't sign for Panini, so Flawless one-of-one Bo Nix autograph, and it comes back a PSA 9. Like, what? How does that work? It's not Flawless then, is it? 319-366-1600, that's a early edition of Collector's Corner, normally at 5:30 on Wednesdays. If you missed anything from this segment or past segments, you can check it out at kgymradio.com, the podcast. And if you're wondering where the segment goes after today, back when we were with a full show, you can find it at 5:30, 5:35 Wednesdays here on 1600 ESPN. Quick timeout and the sports menu coming up here on 1600 ESPN. Hey, it's Spencer here for Quickstar, and there's so many things to love about Quickstar, but one of the things that I love the most is the fact that the folks there understand that your life is busy. They get it, and that you value variety, quality, and fast service, and they are there to deliver that for you every single time you stop in. From fresh coffee and tasty bakery treats to grab-and-go meals, Quickstar is the place where you get service with a smile and everything you need to make your life a whole lot easier. If you need gas, their fully guaranteed fuel keeps you moving, whether it's a road trip or you're just going to work or school. You can enjoy great perks like free ATMs, free air for your tires, and clean restrooms too. And don't forget, anytime you stop into Quickstar, you can save some money with their Quick Hot Savings, and they've got some great deals going on right now. You can grab white bread from the Quickery, just 99 cents per loaf. You need to stock up on ground beef for the freezer. Kitchen Craving 73% lean ground beef is just $2.99 per pound. And if you're looking for a great side dish for maybe a weekend breakfast, why not grab some of their Simply Potatoes shredded hash browns? A 20-ounce bag right now is just $1.99. All those deals going on right now at your neighborhood Quickstar.
Allison Krauss and Union Station, featuring Jerry Douglas.
How many days should I smile?
Arcadia 2025 Tour. Friday, June 13th, McGrath Amphitheater, with special guest Willie Watson. Get tickets now at creventslive.com. Don't miss Allison Krauss and Union Station featuring Jerry Douglas live.
Tired of waiting only to get the wrong parts online?
At Good Guys Auto Parts,
Iowa City's only family-owned, family-run parts store,
we keep it gooder.
Gooder prices.
Gooder brands.
Gooder warranty.
And actual humans to help.
Way gooder than a website.
Stop in or give us a call for fast, free delivery
straight to your door,
garage,
man cave,
or she shed.
Good Guys has been voted ugliest parts store 15 years straight. But hey, like your mom said, it's what's on the inside that counts. Good Guys Auto Parts. Gooder than good. The goodest.
Emil's Hideaway is the place to get together. Stop in for a drink and some chow with your buddies. Emil's opens every day at 4. If you're hanging out at home instead, order pickup and delivery at emilshideaway.com. Emil's Hideaway, a great place to meet up with friends.
The playoffs are in full swing, and you can get in on all the action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Go from tracking the latest game-changing moments to placing bets in just a few taps. Right now, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code JOEQ, J-O-E-Q, to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Harry Douglas here. La Quinta by Wyndham is deeply grateful for all our military members, veterans, and their families. We understand the dedication, sacrifice, and hard work that comes with serving our country. As a thank you, we offer 12% off our standard rates, upgraded Wyndham Rewards Gold status for ship preferred parking. We want to make your stays as comfortable and rewarding as possible, and we're proud to serve those who serve. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Visit LQ.com to learn more about our special military perks and discounts. Restrictions apply.
A bratwurst a day keeps the doctor away. Or maybe it's the cheese curds.
Sir, it's time for you to stop this unhealthy behavior.
Now back to Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
The Power Hour rolling right along here on 1600 ESPN. We're up against the clock, so let's get to tonight's edition of the Sports Menu.
What are you eating?
Instant mashed potatoes or frozen TV dinners.
And I want to know why it didn't have mayonnaise.
Okay. On the menu today, we have...
I got a busy night in sports. We'll run through the baseball schedule. Probably split up the menu. Come back to the baseball schedule before we get to Cubs radio coverage at 5:10. But on the text line, 0521 asking if we could preview the Stanley Cup. And absolutely we can. We spent a little time earlier on in the show talking about it on Three Big Things. But here to give you a little bit more look at the game tonight. The Florida Panthers heading to Edmonton tonight, 7 o'clock on TNT for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. Like we talked about, a rematch, and that has boded well in history. We'll see if Connor McDavid can hoist the cup when all is said and done. But Game 7 last year between these two teams went the way of the Panthers, and we'll see if that is similar in nature for this season's rematch between the Panthers and the Oilers. The Oilers starting at home, and I mentioned the Panthers' dominance. They're in the Stanley Cup Final for a third straight season, but on the road this postseason, the Panthers outscoring opponents 48-21 in 10 road playoff games this postseason. So it's not a sure thing that the Oilers get it done here tonight, but it's just game one. If they lose tonight, there's still the potential for six more games, and we'll see what happens here tonight. A little bit of analysis from Jody Shelley from TNT talking about why he thinks the Panthers have the advantage at goalie in this series.
That's the issue for the Edmonton Oilers. It's Sergei Bobrovsky. I played with Sergei his first couple of years in the league. He's a student of the game. He's a zen guy. His teammates have always marveled at his work ethic, and now he's refined his craft to another level. A couple of years ago, the talk was move the $10 million contract, and then he won them a Stanley Cup. And now he's going back to the finals again. And it's the third time in 3 years. He is he is the backbone of the Florida Panthers. You know, I know Barkov's the captain. I know he controls a lot of the room. But when you look over your shoulder and you have Sergei Bobrovsky, that to me is a lot more comforting than Stuart Skinner, who got pulled earlier in the playoffs. They struggled through the Edmonton or through the Los Angeles Kings. They kind of got their footing. He was pulled, and now he's back in. He looks good, but I just think there's a certain amount of jumpiness to him that Sergei Bobrovsky doesn't have, and I think that's good for the Florida Panthers to have that calming presence back there in between the pipes.
Jody Shelley from TNT Hockey. We're up against the clock. We'll continue the sports menu after this.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, or just need someone to listen, 988 provides a direct connection to free, confidential, and compassionate support. When you call, text, or chat 988, you'll be quickly connected to trained crisis counselors who will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to additional resources if needed. There is hope. You are not alone. For 24/7 support, call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. This is 1600 ESPN.
I'm Christine Lisi. The Suns hiring Cavaliers assistant Jordan Ott as their new head coach, reports ESPN's Shams Charania. Ott, one of Cleveland's top assistants, is known for his strong offensive and defensive creativity and toughness, as well as being a strong communicator. While Phoenix's head coaching search is over, the Knicks is in the early stages following Tom Thibodeau's dismissal. The New York job's an attractive one, but has some challenges too, points out First Take host Stephen A. Smith.
When you look at the team, even though it's good and it's going to be a playoff team, they're limited in the movement that they can exercise in the future. You gave up 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. You also gave up another first-round pick when you acquired Karl Anthony Towns. You improved offensively, but you compromised depth, toughness, and you compromised flexibility.
A Stanley Cup rematch gets underway tonight when the Oilers and defending champion Panthers meet in game one of the final. Florida, third straight cup final appearance, a plus 100 underdog to repeat. The Penguins hired former Rangers assistant Dan Muse as their new head coach.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
Radio Iowa, I'm Darren Danielson. Republican State Representative Eddie Andrews of Johnson announced today he's running for governor with the goal of showing a candidate who doesn't have millions of dollars can win. Andrews noted that his wife, Betty Andrews, the president of the NAACP Iowa chapter, was not at the event.
Like 35-40% of people in Iowa, married couples, we don't share the same party, interestingly enough, but we work together when we can.
Andrews faces a potentially crowded Republican primary in 2026. It includes Republican Congressman Randy Feenster of Hull and Pastor Brad Sherman of Williamsburg. The Iowa ACLU has sent letters to Mount Pleasant, Harlan, Carroll, Webster City, and Polk City asking them to remove the term female and male impersonators from their definition of adult entertainment and their drag ordinances. The group says those performances could be protected as First Amendment free speech. Annual free fishing weekend in Iowa is this Friday and Sunday. That's news on Radio Iowa. I'm Dar Danielson.
Man, I love driving fast on these roads. And I don't want to brag, but we're making really good time.
Watch out!
If you think speeding is a good way to make up time, you're wrong. Speeding plays a factor in more traffic fatalities than you think. Fatalities that could have been prevented by easing up on the gas. Remember, no one's a good reckless driver. Drive within the limit and arrive alive. Visit drivesmartiowa.com to learn more.
My greatest joy was my granddaughter's birth. I saw myself in her face and was determined to be the best grandma. But my gambling was getting out of hand. With bills piling up and keeping my gambling to myself, I was living a double life. 1-800-BETS-OFF helped me face the truth about my gambling and connected me to experienced professionals. Now my family sees the real me, the best grandma. Call 1-800-BETS-OFF for free 24/7 help. There's no judgment, just help. A message from Iowa HHS.
Live and local sports talk for your ride home. It's Drive Time with Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
It is Drive Time, another very short drive this evening, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Three locations for your convenience, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. And check them out at LinderTire.com. With you till 5:10, Cubs Radio pregame coming up here in about 6 minutes on 1600 ESPN. I've got about five before I got to step out the door and the Cubs Network takes over the airwaves. We're talking about the Stanley Cup Final Game 7, wrapping up our coverage of that. If you missed anything from the three big things or the quick segment we did right before top of the hour, you can, of course, check out the podcast, KGYMRadio.com. You got the Stars on both sides, but the Oilers looking to hoist the cup. Well, Connor McDavid looking to hoist the cup for the first time in his career, like I mentioned before. 93. It's been the last time a Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup, the longest drought for Canadian-based franchises all time. The Oilers are the eighth to try their luck in a Stanley Cup final since then, but none of the previous seven have come away with the win. Five of them lost in seven games, including Edmonton last year. I said Oilers in seven. You're on the Oilers. It's kind of, I think, a good chunk of people on the text line, 319-366-1600, are with the Oilers as well, but plenty of people rooting on the Americans, the Panthers. Both teams have foreign players. Both team of Edmonton has plenty of Americans on their team, too. So it's all going to balance out eventually, but I'm behind the team of the show. Simple as that.
I just hope we get something as epic as last year's. Last year's was just so cool.
Yeah.
The whole series. It looked like it was going to be a dud, and then it was one of the all-time sort of, oh my gosh, are they actually going to do this? And then they didn't, but it was still really cool. So I just hope we get something similar to that.
I would agree with you there. Quickly, Justin on the text line giving us his picks. He's taking the Oilers on the money line. Oh no. Oh no. Connor McDavid over 1.5 points. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins over 1 point as well. And he said, not trying to jinx the team of the show, thinks the Oilers win it in six. Justin, man, you've been trying to jinx them since the start of the playoffs. We're going to buck the trend. You know who's on our side? Random Corgi on Instagram, who picks each series. Air Corgi picked the Oilers in seven. So we're on the right side of history. The Corgi's been wrong plenty of times, but the Corgi is never wrong in this case. 319-366-1600. We'll talk about game one coming up tomorrow. Recap it in game one of the NBA Finals as well tomorrow. Quick look at baseball before we got to step out the door here. A couple games are done today. We talked about the Rockies sweeping the Marlins, now 12-50. They're on pace for a 31-131 record, for what it's worth. Rockies beating the Marlins today 3-2. Boston getting a walk-off home run just barely from Sidon Rafaela to beat the Angels 11-9 earlier today. Brewers get the win over the Reds 9-1. Jackson Churio and Daz Cameron, each with a two-run homer. Isaac Collins, a three-run bomb in that one. Brewers win the series over the Reds. Tonight, in just a matter of moments, Cubs and Nationals, 5:45, with Matthew Boyd and Mackenzie Gore as your pitching matchup. Again, we'll have radio coverage starting at 5:10, about 3 minutes away. Also have the Pirates and the Astros tonight from Pittsburgh, 5:40 start. Ryan Gusto and Mike Burrows, your pitching matchup there. Yankees and Guardians, Luis Ortiz and Clark Schmidt from Yankee Stadium, 6:05 start time there. Tigers on the south side taking on the White Sox at 6:40. Sawyer Gibson Long opposite Jared Schuster. That is a 6:40 start, like I mentioned. Royals and Cardinals from Busch Stadium. Noah Cameron and Miles Michaelis at 6:45. And then the Twins with former Cedar Rapids Colonel Zebby Matthews on the hill tonight from Sacramento taking on the A's. Jeffrey Springs gets the start for the Athletics. Women's College World Series also getting underway tonight. You have Texas and Texas Tech, the championship series, I should be more specific, starting up tonight. Texas, both teams actually looking for their first national title here. And Tegan Kavan, the Iowa native, getting the ball for Texas. So should be a lot of eyes tuned into that as well. Not Oklahoma for the first time in forever. Not the five-peat this year for the Sooners. No WNBA tonight. NBA gets back to it tomorrow, of course, with game one of the finals. And we'll talk about all that and more tomorrow here on 1600 ESPN. It is also Wednesday, possibly, for You Cub fans out there, if you want a chance to win some Cubs tickets, if the Cubs win tonight, you could win. Listen tomorrow, see if we have a winner, and register right now, KGYMRadio.com. That'll do it for today. Quick timeout, and we'll send you off to the Cubs next here on 1600 ESPN. Have a great night.
A Progressive Home and Auto Bundle can protect you round the clock, but we can't protect you from those painful moments in sports.
Why would we trade our best player?